and the crimes he was publicly accused of paled in comparison to the one Mo couldn't even mention. Dylan was likely connected to people who planned on smuggling terrorists into the country, the true target of Mo's six-man undercover team. As far as the locals were concerned, the team, all seasoned commando, were working with CBP, Customs and Border Protection. They'd come to survey the smuggling situation and investigate recent cases so they could come up with budget recommendations for policymakers. A fairly decent cover while they did their counterterrorism work without anyone being the wiser. Smuggling was big business in the borderlands, sometimes even with customs or police officers on the bad guy's payroll. His team gathered information from local law enforcement, but shared nothing. They trusted no one at this stage. They kept to themselves while gathering every clue, following every lead. And one of their best leads right now was Molly Rogers. But instead of cooperating, she was looking at the time on her phone in front of her. She bit her bottom lip. In a hurry? She nodded. Too damn bad. If you want to leave, you need to start talking. Mo tapped his pen on the desk between them. Are there any illegal activities going on at your ranch at this time, Miss Rogers?
No, I already told you.
She glanced at the phone again. How long are you going to keep me here? If you're not charging me with anything, you have to let me go. I know my rights. He regarded her dispassionately. She had no idea how quickly a terror suspect designation could strip away all her precious rights. He'd seen people go into the system with that tag and disappear for a good long time, sometimes forever. If her brother's smuggling career included terrorist contacts, if she knew about it... Her brother was dead, beyond questioning. With information from her, Mo's team sat without a paddle, trapped on the proverbial creek with the rapids quickly approaching. She squirmed in her seat.
I have to go home to meet the school bus.
Her weak point. He was about to get to that. He patted his shirt pocket, pretending to look for something.
I can arrange for someone to pick up your son. I have a card here somewhere for social services.
All the blood ran out of her face as she caught the veiled threat. She was a single mother without family. If they took her into custody, her son would go to foster care.
I don't know anything about any illegal business, she rushed to say. I swear, please.
He liked her pleading tone. Progress. He'd scared her at last. He'd done far worse before to gain usable intelligence from the enemy. He'd done things that would shock her. He pushed his chair back and stood.
I'm going to step out for a minute. Why don't you give some thought to how you really want to play this? For your son's sake.
I'm not playing.
He didn't respond. He didn't even turn. He simply walked out and closed the door behind him. Jamie Cassidy, the operations coordinator, sat at his computer in the main part of the office the team shared. He looked up for a second.
Singing like a bird in there? I wish. She says she doesn't know anything. Do you believe her?
Mo considered that for a moment, recalling every word she'd said, adding to that her body language and all the visual clues and the depth of his experience. He didn't like what he came up with. He wanted her to be guilty. It would have made everything much easier. He shrugged.
Bottom line is, we have nothing to hold her on.
Maybe her brother did keep her in the dark about his smuggling. Either that or she was an award-worthy actress.
You gonna push her harder?
He could have.
Not today.
Not because he felt that stupid attraction, but because of her son. Whatever she did or didn't know about smuggling, her son was innocent, and Mo wasn't ready to turn the kid's life upside down until he had damned good reason. The boy had just lost his uncle. He didn't need to come home from school and search through an empty house, wondering what happened to his mother.
You got anything?
Jamie shook his head.
Shep just checked in. Everything's quiet, he says.
Shep and Ray were patrolling the border, Ray's leg still in a cast, but well enough for a ride along.